Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen. That's Bruce and Salen, SALLAN.com. That's S like in single. How is that for a segue to our next segment, single parent dating? And I'm happy to report that we have Julie Spira back with us this week from her world and other travels. She is one busy and successful lady. Julie is a best-selling author and relationship expert. She is known worldwide as the cyber dating expert. Her dating advice has appeared in the Los Angeles Times, the New York Times, Match.com, eHarmony Advice, J-Date, Your Tango, Huffington Post, Women's Day, Men's Health, BBC Glamour, Cosmo, and more. She creates irresistible dating profiles for singles looking for love online, and you can find her at CyberDatingExpert.com. She also hosted a wonderful book event about a week ago where she spoke, and it was a joy to be there, Julie. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you. So delighted to be back.
It is. I missed you. I'm not used to having you gone. One week at a time is okay, but this multiple week hiatus thing, that's not good.
You know, it's been a really exciting time, and I must say that for everybody out there in the online dating world and in the social media world, there's a lot of exciting events for you to attend, and many of them are free, and you can really have an opportunity to network with interesting people, and you never know who you might meet.
Well, and that is the value of networking, and that is also the value of our topic today, which is when you do good things happen to you. And we're talking about charity, and it's been, I know, so fulfilling for you personally. And it also must say a lot about a person that you're dating, their involvement or lack thereof in giving back to the world.
It really does. And it's interesting because on my online dating profile, I always stated that I was involved in charities that supported children in Los Angeles, that I was a member of a board of a nonprofit. I put that information in so somebody that I would meet would understand how important this is in my life, and I was hoping that I would attract someone that would feel the same way.
Which, by the way, goes to your often declared advice on profiles, which is put in those things that matter to you and be very clear, and hopefully you will then attract someone that shares those views.
Absolutely.
Well, you are going to be honored in a couple weeks by the Jewish Big Brothers at a luncheon October 7th at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
And Big Sisters.
And Big Sisters.
Yes.
But, you know, it's interesting. I ran into a woman last night at Jeff Pulver's birthday party who lamented the fact that she had tried to get involved as a big sister and they just didn't need her, or there wasn't room. The sad fact of the matter in that regard is that there are far too many boys and girls without the male adult figure in their life than the woman. And that is why I became a big brother. Though there is certainly a value in the Big Sister movement, but it is the lack of men is an ongoing problem for a lot of kids.
It really is. And, you know, and for the person who was frustrated, I understand. When I first joined and I decided that I wanted to be a Big Sister, there was a one-year waiting list. And the reason there was is because there are so many single mothers out there that aren't interested in having another woman in the life of their child, if their daughter specifically. So let's just say they got divorced and, you know, the ex-husband has remarried or has a girlfriend. Already there's another woman in their daughter's life. Or in the case of somebody that's passed away, you know, again, you know, you want to really hang on to your relationship. So I really urge mothers out there to just reach out and look at different mentoring organizations, whether it's Big Brothers or any other organization. There are so many people out there that want to just add, you know, a little joy to your child's life. They don't want to take the place of being the mother.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. One of the things that I expressed to this woman last night is the sad reality that at least among Jewish Big Brothers, they aren't matching very much anymore little girls with the Big Brothers. I was matched with my first match with a little girl, and I was a little surprised. I expected to be matched with a little boy. And, of course, I realized very quickly that the little girl needs the dad figure, the man figure, just as much as the little boy. But because of the litigious nature of our world, the fear involved with matching an adult man with a girl has inhibited these organizations from doing it. And the people that suffer most, of course, are the girls that don't get the male figures in their life. And it's very sad.
Well, and any time you can add to someone's life, whether it's as a big sister or a big brother, it's still somebody that really can make a difference. I think the reason that you were talking about it is because there was a time when there was no big sisters, or at least there wasn't a Jewish big sister program. 10 years ago, it didn't exist. So any girl, any child that came into the program really did get matched with a big brother, because they didn't have a big sister program until about 7 years ago.
The statistics, of course, still favor the single moms needing the help more than the single dads, but I would assume that in the Big Sisters program, there are the occasional single dad who lost his wife and is looking for the woman, the mother figure, to in the same way that they look for the male figures.
Absolutely. So anytime, again, you can make a difference, I urge your listeners to go out and try and, you know, make a difference in the life of a child.
Well, we are on the same page on that. You know, you said something, just switching gears altogether. When we were talking about dating sites, it might have been for the special show we recorded that is yet to air, but you called eHarmony a matrimonial site. And I just thought that was such a clever distinction. And just as a general tip, I'd like you to kind of remind or review with our listeners what the different type of sites are. So if you are looking to get married, you go to one kind of site. If you're looking to do a hookup, as you described it, it might be a different one. And so it's important to do your homework.
It is. I mean, there's a site like eHarmony. It's a single site. It's a dating site, but it really does gear towards singles that are looking for a serious relationship or marriage, and that's why I call it the matrimonial site, because if somebody's going to fill out a 250-question questionnaire, I mean, it takes them an hour and a half, so they're really committed. So you know that you're going into it somebody that's very committed. They just celebrated their 10th anniversary. They now have over 500 people getting married a day as a result of eHarmony. So that's what you get, and they do the matching for you, and then you will see matches in your inbox, and then you can go through them and say, yes, I'm interested, maybe I'm interested, or no, I'm not interested. And then you have the complete opposite, where you have sites like Match.com.
Wait. Let's stay with eHarmony for a minute. Given how much you are advocating eHarmony, I think it's time we got them to sponsor this show. I still have a couple sponsor slots, including ours. Maybe you can give me the name of somebody, and we should get them to sponsor our show. You are a extraordinary advocate, and I don't think they should get it for free.
Well, I'm not an advocate just of eHarmony. Believe me, I mean, I love Speed Date. I mean, it's for young people, and it's fun, and it's flirty, and you can actually be on a date in real time, and it's very interactive. And I love all the new niche sites that are being formed right now, because some people get tired of being on the same site, or they don't want to be on the same site as their divorced mother or father. So then they might go to a completely different online dating site.
Well, or their divorced husband or wife. Because you hear those stories all the time about how somebody finds their ex dating when they're not yet dating, and it horrifies them that how can they be dating now, so soon. And, of course, men will jump back into the dating fray usually faster than women.
Usually in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, if it takes that long. Because, you know, women know how to heal, and men heal. They use the next two relationships to heal.
Well, again, you know, men tend to move on quicker. Sometimes they mourn their relationship when it's starting to dissipate, whereas women hang on to the very end. And the hard part about online dating, or even being on Facebook for that matter, is if you have the opportunity to see what your ex is doing, it's, you know, it's upsetting. You log on. One day I logged on, and my ex-fiancé ended up in my inbox as a match. Match.com or JDate, one of the sites, decided that we'd be compatible. Well, we had broken up 3 months earlier, and ouch, felt weird. It really did.
Julie, I know you got a lot on your plate, and we're a lot of big plans coming up. Please tell people how they can reach you, and as we are nearly out of time for our segment.
Okay, well, very quickly, Singles on Sunday, LA Singles Society. I'm going to be the speaker at the brunch. It's only $8. It's in Tarzana, California. And go to lasinglesociety.com. We've got Social Media Week in Los Angeles next week. I'll be hosting the Date and Skate Night on Thursday the 23rd at Echoplex. It's going to be a fun party. I'll be speaking at the 140 Conference along with Bruce on Tuesday, October 5th. And you can find me at cyberdatingexpert.com.
Julie, thank you, and welcome back. I did miss you. I hope you'll join us next week. It's time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N, S like in support. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290.
Watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a darker bay, wasting time.